Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The night sky over Israel is clear, making for a warm evening across the nation. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem enjoy mild temperatures, perfect for an evening stroll. Meanwhile, Haifa is experiencing a gentle breeze, adding to the pleasant atmosphere. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that Israel Air Force Chief Majgen Tomer Bar warns of a major failure if there's no nuclear deal with Iran as he exits his role after 39 years in service. Also, Israel Hayom reports that the U.S. is expected to close its multinational headquarters in Kiryat Gat, established after the Gaza ceasefire, as Hamas strengthens. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reveals that the IDF home front has restored security guidelines for northern border towns with Lebanon, raising the security level to yellow due to Hezbollah attacks. Separately, JNS highlights that the British government will probe the societal context of Jew hatred in the UK, following concerns about threats to the Jewish community there. And finally, the Israel Hayom reports that as Hamas strengthens, the U.S. is expected to close its headquarters in Kiryat Gat. Here's what people are saying online. Andrew Fox, a local political commentator, posted just minutes ago about the upcoming May 7th local elections in the UK, criticizing the Green Party's stance on various issues. AIPAC, a pro-Israel advocacy group, posted earlier today calling out those who excuse anti-Semitic symbolism and rhetoric while ironically celebrating Jewish Heritage Month. Middle East 24, a regional news account, reported just now that a failed asylum seeker was found guilty of attempting to break into the Israeli embassy in London, armed with knives. Let's go deeper into today's top stories, starting with the Israel Air Force. Majgen Tomer Bar steps down after leading through the October 7 events and historic strikes. Ynet reports his concern over the lack of progress on a nuclear deal with Iran. His departure raises questions about future leadership and strategy in the Air Force. Turning to the U.S. decision to close its Kiryat Gat headquarters, Israel Hayom indicates this move follows the strengthening position of Hamas. The closure could affect multinational cooperation and strategic planning in the region. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post details the heightened security for northern border towns with Lebanon. The IDF's decision comes after renewed Hezbollah aggression. The move aims to protect civilians amid ongoing tensions. In the UK, JNS reports on a new government panel investigating Jew hatred. The inquiry reflects growing concerns about anti-Semitism in Britain. This could lead to policy changes to better protect the Jewish community. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Definity has secured $12 million in Series A funding aimed at automating enterprise data pipelines with AI, addressing inefficiencies in scaling AI operations. Separately, Ynet Business reveals that Teva has resumed acquisitions with a $900 million deal for Emalex, marking the end of a decade-long hiatus. The move signals Teva's strategic focus on innovative treatments. And finally, Globes reports that efficiency drives at major banks like Bank Hapoalim are causing unrest. Efforts to cut bonuses and downsize are meeting resistance from workers. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.